This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi disbursed incentives worth 2,400 crore rupees under the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Yozgar Yojana in New Delhi. More than 63 lakh employees have been brought into the formal workforce under Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, of whom nearly 30% are women. The scheme is designed to encourage both workers and employers to participate in the formal economy. Now, we take you live to Prime Minister's address.
और इसके कारण ऐसे युवकों की तरफ देखने का उस उद्योगकार का भी नजरिया बदल जाता है और जो संस्थान नए रोजगार का सृजन करता है सरकार उनका भी उत्साह बढ़ाती है। हमारे यहाँ पहले कुछ नियम व्यवस्था ऐसी थी कि लोगों को बड़े होने में थोड़ा डर लगता है, यार बड़ा हो जाऊंगा तो मैं ये बंधनों में फंस जाऊंगा, तो उसको लगता था छोटा ही रहना अच्छा है और कभी बड़े होने की संभावना, उसको लगता है ऐसा करो एक दूसरा छोटा और कर दो। आज वो सोच बदली है।
Earlier, before the dispersal of incentives, the Prime Minister interacted with some of the youth at Vigyan Bhavan. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that Modi government has implemented the four important labour codes for the welfare and interest of the workers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India's domestic defence production has increased from 46,000 crore rupees in 2014 to a record over 1,78,000 crore rupees in the last financial year. He said that defence exports, which registered at only 1,000 crore rupees before 2014, have risen to nearly 40,000 crore rupees due to the growing global demand for indigenously manufactured Indian defence equipment. Mr. Singh was speaking after laying the foundation stone of a state-of-the-art 10,000-ton aluminium extrusion press at the Ordnance Factory of Yantra India Limited in Ambazari, Nagpur. The Supreme Court today ruled that the right to walk on a demarcated footpath is a fundamental right. A bench of Justices P.S. Narasimha and A.S. Chandurkar held that a citizen's fundamental right to walk on a demarcated footpath is primary and shall have priority over movement by motorized vehicles. In a significant verdict, the apex court said it forms part of the right to movement guaranteed under Article 19, 1D and other fundamental rights, including Article 21, right to life and liberty. The declaration by the top court came in an unfortunate motor accident compensation case where a father lost his 5-year-old son while taking him to school. The Border Security Force BSF today apprehended a person from Amritsar border with Pakistan along with one AK-47 rifle, 25 pistols, 368 live cartridges and a bulletproof jacket. BSF conducted the operation in coordination with the Punjab police near the Indo-Pak international border in Punjab. Israel's military carried out overnight airstrikes across southern Lebanon. Lebanese media reported that at least 18 people were killed in the strikes. The Israeli military said the attacks were launched in response to alleged Hezbollah violations over the ceasefire agreement. The strikes came after Hezbollah drone attack killed an IDF tank battalion commander and three other Israeli soldiers. Hezbollah also reported intense fighting in the area, raising concerns over the fragile agreement between Iran and the United States aimed at ending their conflict. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended lower today, snapping a 5-day rising streak. The Sensex shed 607 points to close at 76,803, while the Nifty fell 155 points to settle at 24,013. In badminton, India's Ashmita Chaliha stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of the Macau Open in China today. She will next face South Korea's Park Jae-eun in the semi-finals tomorrow. Today is National Reading Day. It is celebrated annually on this date to honour the birth anniversary of Puthuvail Narayan Panikkar, the father of the library movement in Kerala. Started as a Reading Day observance on June 19, 1996 by the Government of Kerala in association with the P. N. Panikkar Foundation, the initiative evolved into a mass movement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.